إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، إخوتي وأخواتي في الله، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Still on the chapter of Al-Miras, inheritance. وعن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: ما أحرز الوالد أو الولد فهو لعصبته من كان. عمر بن الله بفضل الدين said, I heard the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, مَا أَحْرَضَ الْوَالِجِ, whatever the father gets, أَوِ الْوَلَجِ, or the son, whatever the father or the son gets, فَوَ لَعَصَبَتِهِ مَنْ كَانْ, this would be for his asaba. This would be for his asaba. Who are the asaba? The asaba, they are people that would take whatever is left of the inheritance. So scholars would say, Al-Asib هو الذي يرث بلا تقدير. The asib is the one that will inherit without any measurement, so to say. You know, Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَلْحِكُ الْفَرَائِضَ بِأَهْلِهَا. The share, the faraij, the share, the portions, he said, give them to those who are entitled to them. فَمَا بَقِيَ, whatever is left, فَلِأَوْلَى رَجُلٍ ذَكَرٍ, goes to the closest male. Goes to the closest male. So what Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to here is the asib, the bra of which is the asaba. So when they say asib, that is the agnate, the plural of asib is asaba. But at times, the faradiyun, that is the scholars of ilm al-faraij, they will use the word asaba to refer to singular. They will say huwa asaba, that is huwa asib, that is an agnate, the one that we inherit, the man without any measurement. That is, if there is anything left, the way you want to watch, to take the edge, that is the answer. So when we talk about inheritance, there are people that we inherit with measures, with portions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions those who inherit one third. He mentioned those who inherit one sixth. He mentioned those who inherit one eighth. He mentioned those who inherit one fourth. He mentioned those who inherit half. He mentioned those who inherit one eighth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned those who inherit two thirds. And that's why the fara'id, we should know them. As we have been trying to know, that is, we have half, one fourth, one eighth. Half, that is 1/2, 1/4, 1/8. Then we have what? We have 2/3, we have 1/3, and we have 1/6. If you take them this way, you understand. 1/2, 1/4, and 1/8. 2/3, 1/3, 1/6. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned those who inherit each portion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned those who inherit each portion. And that's why when you recite Surah Al-Nisa, often and often you get it clearer. You get it clearer. Then there is what we said in God, Sunsun Baati. That is 1/3 of what is left. 1/3 of what is left is the same thing as 1/4. Huh? So which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned it. But why 1/3 of what is left? This is what the situation. A situation in which you have the father, the mother, the husband. The father, the mother, the husband. These are the people that the deceased left behind. The father, the mother, the husband. The husband is going to inherit what? How do you share this? The father, the mother, the husband. Based on what you have learned, how do you share this? The father, the mother, the husband. The husband will take? Ah, why? No children, okay? What about the mother? The mother will take? Sodot, wallah, sodot. One, 2/3. Okay. Now, let us go back to the Quran to see. Whenever you want to, whenever you are confused, if you think, just go back to the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what? Nam. Okay. No, before the father. Now, let me read this out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنْ كَانَتْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنْ كَانَتْ وَاحِدَةً فَلَأَ النِّسْ Talking about the female, the daughter, وَلِأَبَوَيْهِ وَلِأَبَوَيْهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُسِيكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي أَوْلَادِكُمْ Allah is talking to you concerning your children. الزَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ The male will be taking what two females take حَظُّ That is the portion, the share of الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ Two females. فَإِنْ كُنَّ نِسَاءً فَوْقَ اثْنَتَيْنِ If they are women, more than two, that is from two above, فَلَهُنَّ ثُلُثَا مَا تَرَكَ They will be taking what? They will be taking 2/3 of what the man has left. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ وَاحِدَةً If the daughter is just one, not two daughters now, or more, is just one, فَلَهَا النِّسْفُ She will be taking what? Ah! وَلِأَبَوَيْهِ لِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِنْهُمَا الثُّلُثُ The father and the mother, each one of them will be taking sodus. Why is each one of them taking sodus? 1/6. Why? Because of the presence of children.
mimma tarak in kana lahu waladun fa lam yakun lahu waladun warithahu abawahu li ummihi thuluthu. If there are no children and the two parents are the only ones to inherit, for the only two, the mother will work in everything one third. What about the father? So he didn't talk, Allah didn't talk about the father here, which means the father will be taking what? Direct. So let us go back to it. A man dies, he leaves behind a father, a mother, and a wife. Or a woman dies, she leaves behind a father, a mother, and a husband. The woman that dies leaving behind a father, a mother, and a husband. Who watched? Who shared it for us? Again. Yes, father, mother, husband. No, that's what. Father, mother, husband. Half goes to the husband. Why? Because there is no children. One sixth goes to the mother. A mother, a third goes to the mother. Because no children. Huh? Take the rest. The father takes the rest. Okay. Now, is it clear? The woman dies, she leaves behind a father, a mother, a husband. The husband takes half, remaining what? Half. Because of the absence of the children. Not the man's children, no? Huh? The woman's children, huh? The woman doesn't have what children. So the man will be taking what? Half of the property. Then the mother will be taking one third of the property. One third of the property. Because of what? Because of the absence of the children of the woman. Is that clear? Now, half, one third, what is that? Half plus one third, what is that? What will be left of the inheritance? 1/6. That means the mother will be getting more than the husband, more than the father. The mother will be getting more than the father. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what? If he doesn't have what? If the man has children, he said what? The parents, each one of them will be taking one sixth. But if there are no children, the mother will be taking what? One third. Which means what? The father will be taking what? What is left. But in this case now, this case that you have put down now, you say the father, the husband is taking half of the property. He's taking half of the property. And the mother is going to take what? A third of it. Huh? Then what? One sixth will be taken by the father. So which means the mother has more than the father. Is that okay? The mother having more than...
Is there any situation or from the Quran or what the father will take?
No, what we have is that if there is what? Children, both of them will take what? One third, one third. But the father still have one opportunity if there are no... If the children take, for instance, Achilles. Whatever is left will be what? Taken by the father. Whatever is left will be taken by the father. After he has taken what? One sixth. Because of the presence of the female child. If there is male child, you are still going to talk about that maybe briefly. If there is male child, the father will not come and pack what direct. But if there is female child, the female child cannot pack direct. The dignitaries can only inherit our own what? Our own portion. Eh? Which is either what? Ah, if she's only one. And if they are what? Two or more. The what? They will be sharing to us. Are you with me? Is that clear? So, but the father will pass the remaining, will take the remaining if there is no male child to prevent him in taking the remaining. Even if he has what? Inherited what? 160. But in this case now, no children, that is no children. So the mother is taking what? One third. Will the father take one third, or will he take less than one third? If the father doesn't take one third, he should not get what? Less than one third. And in this one, this case now is getting less than one third. Are you with me? Is this clear? In the presence of children, Allah gives both of them what? 1/6, 1/6. So in the absence of children, will the mother not take more than the father? So this issue is called what? Al-Mas'alatul Umariyya. It's an issue that occurred during the Khilafah of Umar radiallahu anhu. It's not when you learn what fara'id, you learn principle, but when practical comes. So during the time of the Messenger of Allah, something like this never happened. But during the time of Umar, so there was what? There was this case. There was what? This case. A man, a woman living what? Behind a man, living behind a husband, a father, and a mother. The husband takes what? Half. The mother takes what? One third, because the woman that died did not leave what? Children. Are you with me? So, and what is left is not up to what? One third. So that you can say, okay, we will take equal. The mother and the father will take equal. And we know that the father also enjoys one thing, and that is what? So how can the mother take more than the father? The mother will be taking one third, while the father will be taking what? One sixth. Are you with me? And what we know before is what? The Zakari Mithlu, how they will pay him. In the case of what? Of the children, male will be taking what two females will take. In the case of the sister, the full sister, from the same father, the same mother, the Zakari needs to have the Unfayin, as we have it what? In Surah Al-Nisa. So why is it that what a woman now, who is what? A mother, will be taking what twice what the father takes. She's taking Sulusu, while the father is taking what? Sulus. Sulusu is what? Half of Sulus. 1/6 is half of one third. So this was these people, he gave them concern. They asked, okay, what we do in this case? Let's treat this matter as what special. Husband, take half. Take what? Half. What is left? Half. Then this half, let us now apply what Allah says in the Quran. Mother, I take one third. One third of what? The half. What is the half? No. I mean, okay, we have this we share it into two. Into two. So the app is gone. So app that is left now. App that is left. So we now divide it into three. So the mother will be taking what? One third, as she's supposed to take, because of the absence of the children. So she'll take what? One third. Two thirds. This way now, the father will take two thirds. The mother will take. So in that case, the issue of what the Zakari Mithlu is what? So the man is taking more than the woman in this case. But the woman, as she is cheated, no. She still takes what? One third. But if you want to take one third of everything, she will get more than the father. And ordinarily, in the presence of children, are supposed to take what? sulut sulut, and the father still enjoy one thing, and that is what? Is it clear? So this is called al-mas'alatu al-umariyya. Al-mas'alatu al-umariyya. Is it clear? So I mean, if a man dies, leaving behind a people, a wife, a mother, and what? A father. What do you mean the share of the wife? A man died, leaving behind a wife. A wife. A wife, a mother, and a father. What will be the share of the wife? Half? One fourth. So let's go back to the Quran and see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكُمْ نِسُّ مَا تَرَكَ أَزْوَاجُكُمْ إِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُنَّ وَلَدٌ. You are taking half of what your wives leave behind if they do not have children. Not necessarily children from you. Not necessarily children from you. Because you may have what? Married somewhere before what? Coming to marry me. So the most important thing is what? They do not have what? Children. إِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُنَّ وَلَدٌ. فَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُنَّ وَلَدٌ. If they have what? Children. فَلَكُمْ الرِّبْعُ. You are taking what? 1/4. Is that clear? مِمَّا تَرَكْنَا وَفْوَدِ اللَّيْشِ مِنْ بَعْدُ وَصِيَّةِ يُسْنِنَ بِيَا وَدَيْنِ. After the wasiyah or the deen. وَلَهُنَّ رُبُعُ. And they are going to take 1/4. مِمَّا تَرَكْتُمْ. Of what you have left. 1/4 of what you have left. When in لَمْ يَكُنْ لَكُمْ وَلَدٌ. If you do not have what? Children. Not necessarily children from us for you. But you have children maybe from another wife. So they are taking what? You see, this is not what the Takalmas need to have been is happening here again. So, if the woman has no children, the husband is getting what? But if what? If the man doesn't have what? Children, the wife is getting what? He's got getting what? Quarter. 1/4. 1/2. What is the half of 1/2? 1/4. The zakar mithlu asli al-unsayin. وَلَهُنَّ رُبُعُ مِمَّا تَرَكْتُمْ إِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَكُمْ وَلَدٌ. فَإِنْ كَانَ لَكُمْ وَلَدٌ فَلَهُنَّ الثُّمُنُ. If you have children, they are getting what? 1/8. If they have children, you are getting what? 1/4. The half of 1/4 is what? 1/8. The zakar mithlu asli al-unsayin. Is that clear? فَلَهُنَّ الثُّمُنُ مِمَّا تَرَكْتُمْ. من بعض وصية توصون بها أو دين. Now let's go back again. A man dies, leaving behind a wife, and what? A mother and a father. Share. One over four for the wife. Why? No children. We should know the reason why you are giving 1/4, 1/8. 1/4 for the wife, because of what? The absence of children. Okay. The mother 1/6. 1/8. Why are you giving her 1/8? No children. The mother is getting 1/8 in the absence of children and in the absence of what? 2 brothers or more. In the absence of what? 2 brothers or more. But if there's only 1 brother, she's going to get what? 1/8. But if there's what? 2 brothers, she can't get what? 1/8. She'll get what? 1/6. Or if there are what? If there is a son or there is a child, she's not going to get what? 1/8. She'll get what? 1/6. Is that clear? So, now, we say what? She's going to get 1/3. Why? Because no children and no brothers. More than one, not two brothers or more. Is that clear? Are you with me? I'm fine. So, and the father is going to get what? What is left? We have what? 1 over 4 plus 1 over 3. What is that? 1 over 4 plus 1 over 3. Okay. What is left? So what the, is that up to that of the mother? One thing is that what in this situation, who has more? Okay, the man dies, leaving behind a wife. The wife takes what? 1/4. And what is left is what? 3/4. And the mother is taking 1/3 of the 3/4. 1/3 of the 3/4. 1/4. Okay. 1/4, which means it will be equal to that of the mother. Huh? The wife, no, the mother. What the mother getting? No, one thing is that what when we have 3/4, 1/3, huh? The mother is getting 1/3. This is a mathematical whatever. The mother is getting 1/3, and the wife is getting 1/4. Uh-huh. So, what is 1/3, 1/4? Then the father, what is left? Huh? Now 1/3, 1/3, and 5/12 that I said, which one is more? Okay. Now the issue is the most important thing is that what the Zachary needs to have in Umpayim. So this won't work. And that's why this issue of Al-Umariyatayn, so this is another example. So that's why they told if the 1/3 of what is left, that what the mother is going to take, then what is left will be taken by the father. I don't understand the way you are.
No, it's mystical. Comparing what you are saying afterwards with what has been said before. You don't need to compare it. You are taking the 1/4 to the 3/4 you are taking. You are taking 1/3 of the 3/4, you mean 2/3 of the 3/4. So that the father has twice of that.
So, how to declare? So the Zakar needs to ask the Dunsayim. So this Mas'ala is called what? Al-Mas'alatu Al-Umariyya. So it's called Al-Mas'alatu Al-Umariyya. Now the father is taking ta'afid here, taking what? What is left? So when we go back to the hadith, it says what? The hadith says, مَا أَحْرَضَ الْوَالِدْ أَوَ الْوَلَدْ. Whatever the walid, the father or the son gets, فَهُوَ لِعَصَبَتِهِ مَنْ كَانَ. This will be for what? The asoba. Regardless of whom they are, the asoba.
So the answer is what we are trying to say, that we are trying to define. The answer, the plural of which is Asoba, at times they speak Asoba as singular. So it's the one that you can call the Akhmate, that is the one that is what? A male that is connected to the father or to the deceased. So it's Asoba. Now, there's something they call Hajj in inheritance. Hajj, that is what? Prevention. There's something they call Hajj in what? In inheritance, that is prevention. We have Asoba, the male that are what? That are related to the deceased. And they are what? They are the people to take whatever is left. The father is an Asib. The son is an Asib. Exactly. The brother, that is the brother, the paternal brother. Eh? And the full brother, both of them, they are what? They are among the Asoba. The uncle, the paternal now, not maternal. The paternal uncle is an Asib. Is that clear? So the son of the brother, the full brother, and what? The paternal brother, their son, not their daughters now, their sons, their what? They are among the Asoba. That of the uncle, the paternal uncle, the son is among the Asoba. Are you with me? The father is among the Asoba. The grandfather is among the Asoba. Now, if somebody dies and he leaves behind a lot of Asoba, this one is what qualified to pass the rest. This one is qualified to pass the rest. Who is going to pass the rest? Huh? The closest. From Abakia, for the Aula Rajulin Zakari. The closest. The Aula Rajulin. Aula Rajulin. That is the closest. Who is the closest person to the deceased? The closest male to the deceased? The son. You say the father? The son is the closest. So, and that's why if there is what? Existence of the son, the father will only take what? One sixth. And what? And that's the end of it. And that's the end of it. He will only take his own farj. One sixth. Just as the mother will take her own part of what? One sixth. So when we talk about Asoba, those who pack everything on their own, not with the assistance of anybody, they are what? They are people that you have mentioned. But they can not all pack all the time, or at the same time, because if this one packs, nothing will be left. So they have to what? They have to block one another. So who will be the one to block all of them? The son. So the son will block the father. Huh? When we say the son, the grandson, that is the son of the son, the son of the son, is what is blocking the father as well. The son of the son. I'm not talking about the son of the daughter. The son of the son is blocking what? Is that clear? So when we talk about the father, eh? The father of the father is also what? So if the father of the father is alive and the father is alive, who was he in Eric? The father. Sometimes when you talk about jihad, we have jihad. There are five sides. We have jihadu al-bulugwa, the type of what? Of the son. The son like that. Huh? Then we have what? Jihadu al-ubugwa. The type of the father, like that. The father, grandfather, grandfather, like that. Then there's what? Jihatu al-Ukhuwa. The type of the brother. Then there's what? Jihatu al-Umuma. The type of the uncle. Then there's Jihatu al-Wala. The type of, I'm the one that set this person free. That man meet this person and the one that, so that is what? These are the five jihad types that you have. Then these jihad, they are closer to the deceased more than one another. Take for instance, now I will take the jihad of the Bonubwa, the son. Huh? The son, the immediate son is closer to the deceased than the what? The grandson. Both of them are sons. Huh? But one is what?
So the immediate sun will block what? The grand sun. I hope it is clear. The immediate father, when we take the side of the father, the immediate father is what? Is closer. So it defeats that what? The grandfather. Then when we take the side of the brother, the side of the brother, so the brother and the what? The son of the brother, the son of the brother, the brother is closer to what? It is than the son of the brother. Is that clear? Then we take that of the uncle. The uncle himself is closer. The paternal, not the maternal uncle. The maternal uncle cannot be what? Absent. Because it's connected to this through what? The feeling. So the paternal uncle himself is closer to the than what? His own son. Then when we talk about the wala, the one who manumitted a slave is closer than the slave than his own son. Is this clear? Then when we now talk about, let us take that of what the brother, for instance, now. The brother, the paternal brother and the full brother. Who is closer to the deceased? Who is stronger? Both of them are what? They are on the same, but one is stronger than the other. The full brother is stronger. So it is this way they will be blocking. So the son will block the father, the father will block the brother will block the uncle, like that, the uncle will block the one who set free the slave. How did it play? So who's the people they say, oh, they are all Asaba. So that means, we're going to know. There's what is called Al-Hajj, that is the prevention, the blocking. How it is played. So there is no how you talk about miraq and you are not good at the topic of hajj. No, you are not good at miraq. You have to know hajj, who will block who. How it is played. So now we talk about hajj, there is what is called what? Hajjbu ashab and what is called what? Hajjul waq. Hajjul waq, that is the blocking that has to do with what? Self-description. It's not something that what you can really see. You have mentioned that. Who can tell us what can block somebody? Huh? That you can, it's not something you can see, it's not something you can touch. Huh? We talk about mawani with ease. The reason why you cannot inherit somebody. So these things block you. But they are not things you can watch see. Huh? They are something that are abstract. Killing somebody, Arida and what the Khilaf deen, that is, the body in sin, that is, having belonging to different religions. So this is under what Hajj as well. Or you call it Mawani with Hajj. Yeah? Or you call it what? Hajbu al-Waq. Then Hajjul Shaq is what we are discussing now. Hajjul Shaq. That is, this person is blocking you physically. Is blocking. Why is it blocking? Because it's closer to the disease than opposite. This is called what? Hajjul Shaq. Then this Hajjul Shaq blocking means what? Hajjul Irman or Hajjul Nuqsan. It may be either what? Complete blocking or partial blocking. When you talk about the issue of the Asaba, you are talking about complete blocking. But there is partial blocking, who can tell us partial blocking? Partial blocking, who can tell us? When somebody is prevented from taking the original fraction that's supposed to take, that is what has been the son. Who can give us an example of that? Now, when there is a daughter, she prevents the mother from taking what? One third. she reduces her intention to what? 1/6. So she has prevented her. But that prevention is not what full one, it's what partial one. Reducing the inheritance of the mother from 1/3 to what? 1/6. Another example. Now, if the husband has, if the husband has children, she will get what? No, if the husband, she or he,
if
okay, will get what? 1/4 instead of half. And if a woman dies, sorry, if a man dies, and the man has children, the woman will get what? 1/8 instead of what? So all these are called what? They are hajj, but they are what? Partial one, not full one. But the issue of Asaba now, this is discussing what? Full one. So just understand it. When one does not understand the topic of ta'asib in the word inheritance, you cannot share inheritance. You cannot distribute it. Because you are likely to be faced with people like this existing. And you have learned, okay, this one will take 1/3, this one will take 1/6, this one will take 1. But now there are people existing. So who is going to block who? I hope it's clear. So we said the father will be taking what? What is the inheritance of the father? 1/6. When? If there are children. If there are children. If the children are males, if the children are males, what will be the inheritance of the father? 1/6. If the children are females, what will be the inheritance of the father? 1/6. 1/6, then whatever is left. Whatever is left. Now, I'm going to talk about this issue of hajj, somebody blocking the father, the son blocking the father, the father blocking the brother, full brother blocking the paternal brother, like that. When we are talking about this, take note that nobody can block the husband and nobody can block the wife. We are talking about full blocking now, nobody. That something now happened that the wife will not inherit. Unless you are talking about what? The husband will work through, she'll come and work. Maybe she's she's a Christian or so. That's a different thing. But okay, because of the presence of this person, this wife will not inherit or this husband will not inherit. No person. And no person can block the father from inheriting. The father may be blocked from inheriting what? Possible, that is packing the rest. But that the father will not inherit, no, nobody can do that. Not the son. But know that the siblings of the deceased, they will be blocked. They will be blocked. When are they going to be blocked? If there are what? If there is what? If there is a son. If there is what? A son. They are blocked. Both males, they are males and females, everybody are blocked. The mother cannot be blocked here. The mother cannot be blocked. Daughters and what? Now let us take this now. Somebody is asking. A man dies and he leaves behind daughters. Let's say he leaves behind 2 daughters. And maybe he leaves behind a father and a full brother. Who can distribute that? A man died. He leaves behind a father, a full brother, And what? Two daughters. And? And the wife again? Okay. Now, share it. A father, a full brother, two daughters, and a wife. Let's start from the wife. What will be the inheritance of the wife? 1/8. Because of the presence of the children. What will be the inheritance of the children? The two daughters. Two thirds. So both of them will share two thirds. Equally. Now, so we have what? We have 1/8. Two thirds. The father will take one sixth. Okay? The brother? That's what you have just taken. A full brother or a paternal brother will be blocked. All the brothers will be blocked by the father. Once the father is existing, and the father is not a Calvin, so the father has not committed one of the Mawani he will block the brothers, whether they are what. So in this case, they are not inheriting. So, you say what we have, somebody died, he leaves behind a father, two daughters, a full brother, and what? A wife. So, we have talked about the wife, 1/8, the two daughters, two sons. Okay? So, okay, now, how do you, now we have talked, this is part, you have talked about what? The part of the youth was not mathematically. Okay, they are this. 1/8, okay. 54. 24 parts, okay. So, now 1/8 of it. What? 1/8 of the 24 is what? No, it's what? No. 3, that's what I'm asking. 1/8 of 24. Of, you know, ordinarily what you're supposed to do is, okay, when you say this person will take 1/8, what comes to your mind, that means you will distribute that thing, you share it into 8 places. And she's going to take 1. So when a tennis person is going to take what? 1/6. That means you share it into what? 6 places. And this person will take 1. But you have to use 1 as what? The baby. Is that clear? So we have mentioned something like this. Take for example, somebody is going to take half. This one is going to take half. It is simple. Just divide it into what? 2. Take your half. But somebody is going to take maybe 1/6. Somebody is going to take maybe half. What will be the basis here? 1/6. So it means what? We divide into 6 places. And one is going to take half of everything. What? We take 3. Is that clear? And one is going to take 1/6. We take what? 1. There must be something that will be what? That will be basis. So if it will work like that, okay, maybe they are equal. Or maybe this one can enter into, like 2 can what? Can enter into what? 6 conveniently. So you take this as what? If it won't work like that, say to be what? Maybe if you say what? Maybe you say, okay, take for instance, if you find this one, half of it, if you find this, it will give you this. If you take half of this time, it will give you what? So and so. It will give you equal to that the FDN is talking about, for instance. So maybe you use the methods of that. So here we have 1/8. We have 1/6. So we have a two-third again. Which one are we going to use as baby? Two cannot go in, two-thirds. 3 cannot go in 8. So you can't use it. You can't use 8. Is that clear? So, but 24, you can find the LCM, you get what? 24. So the one we're going to take 1/8 before. That is, ordinarily you're supposed to divide it into what? 8 places. And what? You take what? 1. But now you have what? So you have right. No, no, the woman without you are weighing the kids. So it's 24 now. So she's supposed to take 1 over 8. That means what? It will be 3 out of the 24. So the one is supposed to take what? 2 over 3. Will be taking what? 16. So then the man is supposed to take 1 over 6. 4. How many is that? 24? Is it 24? 6 plus 3? 9. 9 plus 16. Okay. It's the main one. So who will take it? The father. From a back here, Palaola, if it's the this one, look. But you know, Who is next? Who is the closest? The closest with you? Who is? Made again. Huh? The father. There's a father. What is the father? Who is in existence then? Okay. Let us take it one after the other. Bring the picture, the picture, the situation. No, bring a situation, the situation. Maybe somebody died to leave behind. If you want to bring him from that place, the father is in existence there. Yes. bring another, you are bringing another case now. Okay. If you have another case, four females. Okay, there is a brother, full brother or paternal brother or full brother. That is the same father, the same mother. Okay, four daughters, one full brother. You said the man. Okay, the man died. Let us get the picture of what a man died. He leaves behind four daughters and what? Full brother. Now who can do that for us? A man died, he leaves behind four daughters and full brother. Okay, the four daughters will be taken to top of the inheritance. To top of the inheritance, okay? So a third will be left. So the full brother will take what? The remaining what? One third. Because he's the half. From Abakia, Fahu Ali Allah, Rajulin, Zakarin. So whatever is left after those who have watched, their own shares have taken theirs, then whatever is left to be watched will go to the closest male relative. The closest male relative. And who is the closest male relative here? The brother. Who will leave their gifts? They will share the one thought. So that is what is meant. Now, this question. A man dies,
he leaves behind four daughters, then a full sister and a full brother. The daughter will take tutors. So in the let us take it again. A man dies. He leaves behind four daughters, a sister, a full sister, and a full brother. A man dies. He leaves behind four daughters, a full sister, and a full brother. Share it. To tell the daughter to take what? To talk. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? If there are more than what? Two. That is, if there are two and above, he said what? They will be taking what? To talk. To talk of what? Is left. And what? The is left. So, let's assume, okay, let us finish this case. Now the full brother will take what? No, the full brother. No, the full brother is auntie. He's supposed to pack the... He's supposed to pack the remaining one, have you? But if he packs the remaining one at what? The closest male relative. Will he go like that? His sister will say, well, my brother come, we are the same now. So in that case, they will be sharing it. Le Zakari needs to ask them to say, as the last brother said in the watch, the last verse, in front of Musa. Is it clear? But let's assume now that the brother, the full brother is not here. A man died, he leaves behind four daughters and a full sister. How are we going to work distributing? A man died. He leaves behind four daughters and a full sister. Now the four daughters to third Ali. Okay. What is left? Who will take it? Huh? One six will be for the. Let us take it seriously. We said the daughter will take two thirds. Then one third will be left. Then they watch the full sister or full sister. Who will take the rest? Can a woman take the rest? That's the principle. A woman can take the rest alone, but she can take the rest together with some people. Together with what? In the presence of female daughters and what? A sister will be doing what is called what? At-ta'atibu ma'al-ghayb. At-ta'atibu ma'al-ghayb. So this rukuba that you are talking about, there are those who are called what? Atobatun bin naf. They are the men that you have mentioned. The men, they are atobatun bin naf. They are packing the rest, not with the assistance of anybody. Is what? Based on the position Allah has given them. They will know and take, unless they are prevented by those who are more powerful. Then there is what? Answer back to the rain. You have given an example. The example we mentioned earlier, a man dies, he leaves behind four daughters. The four daughters, they take what? Some sons to touch. We say what is left to be taken by the full brother. But the full brother will not go. They watch. The full sisters say, no, we are the same. So the full sisters, they are called what? Asobatun bilghayb. Asobatun bilghayb. They are sharing that is left, that the full brother is what is packing. They are sharing with what?
with the full brother, with the assistance of the full brother. This is called what? Atta'asibu bil ghayr. Is that clear? Then there's what? Atta'asibu ma'al ghayr. When they talk about ta'asibu bil ghayr, you are talking about a powerful man assisting what? Assisting some women. And this, when you talk about this, you are talking, you can only find it in what? In a place where you have daughters and what? Sons. You know what you have said here is that what? A daughter will be inheriting what? No. A daughter. A man is behind a daughter. What will be? If there are two or more, they will inherit what? So they have their part. They have what? Their part. Is it clear? But when a man, that is a son now, is in their midst, what happens? After those that cannot be blocked have taken their, the man what? The boy, the son, pack everything. And when he packs, the sister, the daughters will say, come, we are the same now. So the daughters will be what? Will be also what? They will be sharing that the son has packed. So this is called what? Answer button, the ghayr. Are you with me? When you see a woman joining a man to share, this is what? Answer button, the ghayr. They are called what? Answer button, the ghayr. Then you can also find it in the place of what? A full brother packing the rest, and the full sisters say, come, we are together. So those full sisters are what? Asobatun bilghayr. Then you can also find it in a place where you have what? A paternal brother now packing the rest, and what? And the paternal sisters say, come, we are together. Are you with me? So in the case of Asobatun bilghayr, you are mentioning what? Women that are benefiting from their brother. And this you can find in what? Daughters and sons. You can find what? Full brother and what? Full sisters. Paternal brothers and paternal sisters. Are you with me? Now, can a maternal brother ever be a asib? It's not possible. Once somebody's what? Is a maternal brother, it is only what? Fard that the person has. He has what? A fraction. And what is that fraction? What is the fraction of a maternal brother or a maternal sister? What is the fraction? 1/6. When is it going to be? When is it going to be 1/6? No children? If there is children, whether male or female, they block. Male or female, please take statement. Male or female, block what? Maternal brother. But it's only male that can block paternal and what? Full brother. Are you with me? But male or female block what? Maternal brother. That's one. Two. The father can also what? Block him. Just as he can block others as well. So the male, or that is confirmed, block. The maternal brother can only inherit 1/6. And if they are more, they inherit what? They inherit what? What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Nobody? If they are one, they inherit what? 1/6, you have mentioned. What if they are more than what? وَإِنْ كَانَ رَجُلٌ يُورَثُ كَلَالَةً أَوْ امْرَأَةٌ وَلَهُ أَخٌ أَوْ أُخْتٌ فَلِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِنْهُمَا السُّدُسُ لكل واحد منهما سدس. So one third. فإن كانوا أكثر من ذلك فهم شركاء في السدس. So if they are more than that, There are three. My mother will yet be taking what?
One thought.
Is it clear? Now this is what you are saying. If you go back to the Quran, just see what? The Quran is just like what? The Qa'idah. But when you bring examples, it will look at the watch. It's very difficult. But with the assistance of this practice of the Quran, you get. So what I'm saying in essence is that what? The maternal brother can never be what? One of the. Yeah, he's a man. But can never be what? It's not among the Asaba. No. It's not among the Asaba. And that's when you are talking about brother, please, you have to clarify. Which brother are you talking about? Is it full brother? Paternal brother or what? Are you with me? Now we have a full brother and paternal brother. Who block one another? Okay, what was that, sorry? Four daughters, one full sister. Okay. No, okay. The four daughters will take what? To talk. Okay. The full sister. She will take what? One sixth. Okay. Where did you get the 1/6? Where did you get the 1/6? Full sister taking 1/6, you know. Full sister taking 1/6. What does the full sister take? Go to the end of the surah. Yastaftunaka kulillahu fikum fil kalala. She takes what? Half. Half, that's the inheritance of what? It's of a full sister is what? Now but with now the inheritance of the daughter is what? To thought, that is clear. Now the full sister together with the sister, she will be what? Asoba for the sister. This is what they call what? Asoba ma'al-ghayb. Asoba ma'al-ghayb. It's when a woman is combining with what? Other women to take what? To pass the rent. Let us take it. If somebody is talking, this one is talking, we will get it. Now, we said the inheritance of the full sister is what? If they are more than what? If they are two and above what? Two thirds, just like the daughter. So, but in this case now, the daughter has taken what? She's taken to thought. Now, is there any instance where a full sister can take less than half? Yes, that. The inheritance of a full sister less than half? No, we are still talking about, no. We are talking about the same thing. That is, sister. Okay, let me accept that. Okay, if in the presence of other two sisters, so she can get less than. Okay, is there a situation that is where what you have read in the Quran or the Sunnah that okay, the sister, the own part. I'm talking of part now. Part. You know, it's mentioned of the mother. Sutsu and what? Sulus. Is that clear? The wife. Tumunu and what? Rubber. The husband, they have what? Nisu and what? Rubber. Is there any place mentioned where it is mentioned that what? The full sister will be taking less than half. That is apart from maybe there are other full sisters. So, but once what the case here is now, we have 4 daughters or 10 daughters or 15 daughters. The most important is that what we have 2 daughters above. So they are taking what? Solution to touch. They are taking to touch. So the can they block, can the daughters, female daughters, can they block the full sister?
No.
You can't block the so but in this case they cannot get to touch now or she can get what up if she's one. So but she can get something and that is what ta'asim. They call this ta'asimun ma'al-ghayb. She's packing what is left with what? With the assistance of the daughter. You get it? Huh? She's packing what is left now. What is left? Not that she's competent to stand on her own to pack the rest. But with the assistance of what? The daughter. So this they call what? At-ta'asibu ma'al-ghayb. So you have to know these three. At-ta'asibu bin-nafs. That is, you are packing, or the person is the male. This, when you talk about ta'asibu bin-nafs, it's applicable to what? The males. It's packing on its own, not with the assistance of anybody. If it is what? With the assistance of a male. It's called ta'afibun bil-ghayb. Why it works with the assistance of female? They use man. They don't use what? B. Why? Because the male, the females themselves are not what? Are not mu'asibat. That is, ordinarily they are not as-asobah themselves. But they are mu'asibat. They are making one towards to take the rest. But they are females. So they call it ta'asibun ma'al-ghayb. And this, most of the time you find it when you talk about the daughters and what? The full sisters. Or the daughters and what? The half sisters, that is the paternal sisters. Now. What is the remaining? She will take the one touch. Yes. Pardon? 4 daughters, 2 full sisters. What happened? The same thing. The daughters, they take what? They are 2 touch. So this is called Asobatun Ma'al-Ghayr. Asobatun Ma'al-Ghayr. So there is Asobatun Bin-Nafs, Asobatun Bil-Ghayr, and Asobatun Ma'al-Ghayr. When you talk about Asobatun Ma'al-Ghayr, these are what? All those who are involved are women. So it's like this woman is assisting this woman to pack the rest. But they use the word ma because she herself is not that strong. She's just ordinary sort able to pack. How to explain? But in the case of what Asobatun Bil-Ghayr, it is the man that is what qualified that has assisted them to. Now there is one issue. What? Who can remember? That of Ibn Mas'ud or the Allah and Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. What happened? A daughter? No. Sister and what? And daughter. And what? There is one person involved in this. No. Sister, daughter, and what? Bintu Ibn, the daughter of a son. The daughter of a son. Have you forgotten? A sister, that is a sister, either a full sister or a paternal sister, a daughter, and what, a granddaughter, from a son, not from a daughter. Now, if you are given this, how will you distribute it? Let us. A daughter, a granddaughter, that is for the son, a daughter, a granddaughter, and what? A full sister. Let's say you have not had the distribution of Elinor Sorich. How would you have what distributed it? The daughter takes what? Confirmed. Daughter takes what? Okay. The sister takes what? I want to see what half. So I'm nothing for the No. If I'm asking, let's say you have not had, if even Masood have not come up with what happened for last stage, then you are confronted with this situation that somebody dies and leaves a daughter and what? A full sister. Based on what you have learned in the Quran, the sister takes what? Half. The daughter takes what? Half. Confirmed in the Quran, eh? But there is what? Been to evening, the daughter of a son. Okay? Now, even Masud said, no, for the last thing, is that Wabana? Let me tell you. What did he now give to the what? What did he give to the granddaughter? Huh? 1/6. Towards to complete what? To complete to talk. Is that clear? So we have to know a lot of examples. Now, said a mother can't block a full sister. A mother cannot block a full sister. Is that clear? The mother cannot block a full sister. Eh? Definitely. But two maternal sisters or two sisters, generally they can affect the mother. Accepted? So they affect her from what? From taking to one touch. So, and that would be what reduced to 1/6. Just as the children can watch. The children can affect her from what? Taking one touch to 1/6. I hope it is clear. But the mother cannot affect them. The mother cannot affect them. Now let me ask this question. A situation where we have a father, a mother, and let's say two brothers. A father, a mother, two brothers. No children. A father, a mother, two children. Two brothers, full brothers. The father has blocked him. Okay. Now, wait. A father, are you with me? A mother, and what? And two brothers. Or let's say three brothers. Who can distribute it? Huh? No share for the brother. What will the mother inherit? Okay? One third. If you say one third, why? Mother and brother. No, the principle you have, wait, the principle you have learned is that what? The presence of what? Jamron in El Ikhwa. The presence of a group or a number of brothers prevents the mother from what? Is that not what you have learned? Wait. I don't want us to talk. Don't talk until I ask you to talk. So that you understand. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُ إِخْوَةٌ فَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُ إِخْوَةٌ If he has brother, that is, if he has brother, فَلِأُمِّهِ السُّدُسُ The mother will be taking one fifth. Now there are brothers now. Doesn't he have brothers? Yes. Oh, he said what? The brothers have been prevented. The brothers have been prevented. So that's why he said what? She'll be getting one third. Now there's different opinion on this. I deliberately brought it up so that the principles that we learn will what implement. Now it is clear. Fa'inkana la ikhwatun fa'inkana sudus. If you have brothers, the mother will be taken. And there are brothers. They are not dead. They are alive. They are all kuffar. They are Muslims. So what you are supposed, if you want to go by what? You say what? They will be blocked. According that the things have been blocked, according you said that what they will be human words. You take one thing, brother. But we want to go by what you have learned that what the brothers preventing the so the brothers are they are like what useless now. How can somebody that is useless prevent somebody that is going to what in hell? That is the argument of Sheikh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala. So he has this opinion. But the opinion of majority of the scholars is what you have in the Quran is what you are going to implement. فَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُ إِخْوَةٌ فَلِأُمِّهِ السُّدُسُ That is what we have in the So there are ikhwa. So when we set in the case of what? There are ikhwa that what prevents us from one third to one sixth. Then when we are through with that, they will not go to the ikhwa and the father. Okay, the father has nothing. Go away. I'm blocking you. So this is what the jumhur, of the scholar says. Let us deal with what the case of what? فَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُ إِخْوَةٌ So let us deal with this first. How will it play? Then we'll now go back to the case of what? The brother and the father. Now both of them, they are what? They are very close to the field. But for the أَوْلَى رَجُلٍ ذَكَرٍ So the father is what? Is the closest nail to him. They now push them away. So Bashir Islam argues, he said, how can somebody that is prevented now prevent somebody else from what? Inheriting the necessary thing that she should what? Inherit. So that is the position of Sheikh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala. But majority of the class said, no, we are going to go by what? The apparent meaning of what we have in the Quran. And you see the shihadat of what? The scholar. You see what happened between what? Ibn Mas'ud and what? Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. You get it now? Abu Musa al-Ash'ari said what? This one will take Nisru, this one will take what? Nisru. Ibn Bintul Ibni, Nothing. Good. But Ibn Mas'ud said no. Qadaratu Ibn Waman Mutadim. Messenger of Allah Salaam gave what? Bintul Nisru, the Octo, what? Nisru, Then the Bintul Ibni, Sotsu, Tekwilata, You get it now? So which means we have to expand it now. Because when you have what? Nisru, then you have what? Sotsu. It means you have what? What you have is more than what? Six now. Are you with me? Because you have what? Sotsu. When you say you have what? One sixth, half, half. Which one is going to be the basis? Six, have you? So if you say, okay, half of six is three, take three. Half of six is what? Three, take three. Finish. What about the one that is supposed to take what? 1/6. So nothing. So make it what? 7. So I make it 7, if one takes it what? Huh? It takes what? 3, then I'll take what? 1. So there is what? Reduction in what? The inheritance of every one of them, of the square. So, these are some of the things. The more we reach, the more we understand these principles better. So, we have taken what? Asabatun dinnaf, asabatun bilghair, and asabatun ma alghair. Now, among the asabatun dinnaf that we have not mentioned, or we have mentioned, is the one who set somebody free. Somebody set somebody free now, whether it's male or female. That is the one who says, okay, I man with you. Well, regardless of whether the person is a male or female. If the person that he man with dies, and that person has no people to watch, to inherit, no ashabul furud, no asaba, he doesn't have what ashabul furud, doesn't have what asaba, he'll be the one to come in. Well, regardless of whether it's a male or a female. Is that clear? And that's why they will tell you, there is only one half the enough. Only one female was in Eric who take everything without the assistance of anybody. And that is what? A female that man will meet a slave. But well, when you talk about somebody in Eric without the assistance of his what? His female, his males, all of them males. But only that female that man will meet. How to declare. Then you have to know this again. If a woman manumits or a man manumits somebody and he is the one to now inherit the person that he has manumitted or she has manumitted, because that person nobody to inherit, so it now comes to us, to him or her, then he or she is no more alive. Are you with me? He or she is no more alive. Who is inherit? The son? Or the children? No, I'm asking. Okay. Now look at that. If he or she has children, the children will share it among themselves. The Zachary means to have a concern. But this is wrong. Is what? It's wrong. Just take it. Say what? This is wrong. The one that is correct is what? It is only the male offspring that what occupy that place. Don't question. That is the corridor. Yes. That's the corridor. That's the principle. That's the principle and what? The evidence. And this that you are talking about now happens to somebody who, a woman that was married, and that woman had what? 3 children. Huh? She had what? She had what? 3 children. So, and she also had a manumitted slave. Making what? 4. A manumitted slave and what? 3 children. So the woman died, the meaning what? The 3 children and the man meted. So the 3 children also died. Huh? The 3 children died. And later the man meted the slave, okay? Now, the children died. Who owns the children first? Sorry, who owns the manumitted children? Sorry, the manumitted slave. When the woman died, the woman had what? The manumitted slave. The woman died. Who owns the children? The male children. Now, the male children now died. Who owns it? Who owns the... Huh? Let me take it again. A woman had 3 children and a manumitted slave.
the woman died, leaving behind the man, the three children and the manumitted. So later, the manumitted, the children now died. But I'm asking, when the woman died, leaving behind the three children and the manumitted, who owned the manumitted slave? The children. That's right. Now, when the male children now died, who owned the manumitted? They were the children, the male children of. So no male children. Abdullah bin Amr al-Asi was one of what was an Asi of what of the children. So which means he will be the one to get the manumitted slave. Are you with me? Are you with me? Is the Asi of so some sisters are now coming. Huh? Those are related with the mother. That had it, they're not going, ah, this is the. So, that had our sister, eh? So, did they have anything to the manumitted slave? Why? Because they are what? They are filled. How to display? So, that's how Abdullah bin Asi. Amr ibn al-Asi radiallahu anhu, that's how he took what he took the. So, and that was the judgment that Umar radiallahu anhu also passed. So, they just brought just this statement of the Messenger of Allah. You see, there was an Umar ibn Khattab from Umar ibn Khattab. So, the incident that led to it is what was mentioned. So, if you go back to like Sunan Abi Dawud, you see the story here. So, some of us, if you look at the footnotes, you see maybe they brought the story that led to it. But what they are using this to establish is what? Is to tell us that what Asi will be the one to pack, will be the one to take whatever is left. So and that's why I said, Ma ahraz al-walid, whatever the father takes or the son, فَهُوَ لِعَصَبَاتِهِ مَنْ كَانَا. It will be for the asaba, regardless of what the person, for the asaba. Not for the children, for the asaba. I will know the asaba. So those women who are coming to say, our sister, no. The manumitted slave is not yours, it's for the asaba. All to display now. And that's why the case of the manumitted slave is different from what? The case of what the person just leaves behind. If somebody who set free a slave, if the person dies, and he's supposed to inherit the slave because of what? The slave does not have any, the free slave does not have those who inherit him. Huh? So the one who manumitted him is now coming in. If the one who manumitted him is not around, so it is what? The male. Huh? The male of his own descendant that will be the one to watch. Not the females. So the females will say, oh, son, our brother, the Zakari needs to ask the, and no, it doesn't apply yet. So let's take the next hadith. When Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu called Nabi Islam, Al-Wala luhmatun kaluhmatun nasar, la yuba'u wa la yuwa. He said, Al-Wala, what is Al-Wala? That is the right to inherit the one that you have manumitted. That right to inherit the one that you have manumitted. It's luhmatun ka luhmatin nasab. It's just like what? Nasab. It's like relation. In what aspect? La yubaw wa la yubaw. It cannot be sold and it cannot be given out. It's like what? Nasab. It's like the family tie, kinship. In what aspect? Not in every aspect. In that what? La yubaw wa la yubaw. Take for instance now. Your father can tell somebody that, no, this son, I want to sell it to, huh? Or the relationship, no, I'm to inherit my father. But that inheritance that I will get from my father, I want to sell it to you. Sell it. Not what I've inherited, though, that is the right to inherit. I want to transfer that right to inherit to you, no.
لا يباع ولا يهب and it cannot be given. I can't say what the right to inherit my father and I'm giving it to what a friend of mine living in what in one place. No, I cannot give it out nor can I sell it. But if I inherit whatever I want to inherit from my father, for instance, I cannot give that thing to somebody. But for me to say the right, that's right. No, لا يباع ولا ولا يهب. How can you explain? So voila, once you manumit a slave and the person becomes free, that right to inherit that slave, that free slave, in the absence of those who are to inherit him normally, the way any person is inherited, that right that if those people are absent, they are no more existent, then you now surface that, but I'm the one that manumitted him. That right given to you by Islam cannot be taken away by anybody. Cannot be taken away by anybody. So it's a right that what you have. And that right you yourself cannot what? You can't sell it. And you can't give it to somebody else. You have to what? Just like you can't sell what the right to inherit your father. You cannot sell the right to inherit your auntie, the one that you have transmitted. I hope it's clear. سيد رواه الحاكم من طريق الشافعي عن محمد الحسن عن ابي يوسف وصحاب بن حبان وعلى والبياتي. This is reported by الحاكم to الشافعي from محمد الحسن عن ابي يوسف from ابو يوسف وصحاب بن حبان بن حبان declared to be authentic وعلى والبياتي. بياتي said the hadith is what معلول the hadith as illa. But scholars, they worked on it and they discovered that what the hadith is authentic, like Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala. Those who say the hadith is what is as illa, part of the illa they mentioned is that Muhammad bin Hassan al-Shaybani, one of the students of Abu al-Hanifa, likewise Abu Yusuf, Ya'qub bin Ibrahim, the both of them, when it comes to hadith, they are very. Now somebody may be an abid, one who worships a lot. He reads the Quran a lot, he does, but when it comes to hadith, may be what? May be weak. With respect to what? A memory. And when you talk about memory, according to scholars of hadith, they are talking about, if I was dog to study, the way you can memorize, offhand, and you can what? Quote hadith offhand, or dog to kitab, or the way you retain whatever you are writing. Some people, they enjoy what? Good memories. So they can just be falling down. Like Al-Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah ta'ala. Some people, they are not that strong when it comes to what? Memory. Whenever they hear a hadith, they write it down. And whenever they are going anywhere, they go along with what? Their book. This is my evidence with me. Huh? Somebody, for instance, now if you want to quote an evidence, to just quote it really from the Quran or the Sunnah. But somebody will have to open the what? The book of the Sunnah, open the Hadith and read out. Maybe open the Quran and what? Read out. The most important is that what? You need the evidence. Whether you memorize it or what? You are what? You are looking at the book and reading it out. The most important is what? You need evidence or whatever you say. Now, somebody that has what? That has the memory, the doctor's story. People may say, okay, mashallah. But that is what another area. The area is that what you are telling us, is it correct or not correct? And that's why scholars of hadith, what we have, Dr. Sadri and Dr. Kitab. Some people, they are careless with their books. When they write something, normally they just keep it somewhere. Somebody may come and ask something to the Kitab. You understand what I'm saying? So such a person, they will say what? He doesn't have what? Just to keep up. Because he's not careful. He's not somebody who keeps his words, his books. So they won't accept at least from such a person they know him. That if somebody is careless with his book, anybody can just come and what? Add something. You see how strict the scholars of hadith are. And somebody who is what? Maybe is narrating hadith, just making mistakes, just attempt to say what? And you attempt to say what? You will say. This person is what has what weak. So they said what Abu Hanifa, Abu Yusuf, Yaqub ibn Ibrahim and Muhammad ibn Hassan Shaybani. Most of them are scholars of fiqh. So when it comes to the issue of going to be using qiyas, using this, they are what? They are standard. But when it comes to what? A hadith, they are what? They are said to be what? Da'if. Umut Abu Hanifa himself is said to be da'if when it comes to what? Issue of hadith. But when it comes to issue of what? Maybe qiyas, usul fiqh and things like that is strong. But what takes precedence is what? It's knowing the evidence. Qala Allahu, qala Rasul. So in the situation where you need what to do qiyas, then you do qiyas. And this is some of the mistakes some people do. They tend to give what priority to maybe usul fiqh, over what? Over qala Allahu and qala Rasul. You may think some qiyas that your qiyas that you have done is against what? Is against an authentic evidence of the Quran and Sunnah. So that qiyas will be thrown away completely. If it goes against what? So that's why some people are trying to, they wrote usul fiqh in line with what? In line with the method of the people of hadith. And now when you look at usul fiqh of Al-Imam Shafi'i, is what is written in line with the way of people of hadith. Unlike the usul fiqh that people who came after, people like what Al-Amidi, Al-Ghazali, all this, their usul fiqh are what? More inclined towards that of the philosophers, the manatical, the logicians and the like. So they rely on what? On thinking and reasoning more than what? The text. And that's why you have to be very, very careful when it comes to this angle. You cannot say usul fiqh is not okay. It's what? Very okay. You need it. You can't do away with what? Usul fiqh. But at the same time, we should not over what? Concentrate on usul fiqh that we just learn all these things. So when they ask you a ruling now or an issue, what the next thing is what? To say usul fiqh, you start using your faith. Like a friend of mine, we finished together in the madrasa. But it's not somebody who has got much interest in what learning a hadith and the like. And I said, you people, you have been put in place of ulama. You've been one addressing the women, the Allah Salatu and the like. So, instead of you concentrating on learning the deen, learning a hadith, so that you know what to say to these people, you are busy reading the book of Torah, we say, Ahmad Zayyad, and these are what literary men, people like Qadeshu in Kao of the Arabs, so they will think themselves because they want to know what they want to be good in what in Arabic language, and that is what we concentrate on in our madari more. They learn more of Arabic than what more of the thing. So and after the answer in that case is that I tell you those women ask you questions concerning the deen. Will you be telling them what Ahmad Zayyad or so I was saying or what Abbas Akkad has said? He said, why are you saying that? Didn't I learn usul fiqh while I was in madrasa? You understand this argument? That the usul fiqh that he has learned will guide him right. So whatever question they ask, he will know how to what? Reason. So that's what they can provide. Sometimes scholars there, they said what? Abu Yusuf, Muhammad ibn Hassan Shaybani, nobody including Abu Hanifa that what? When it comes to hadith, they are what? They are du'afa. But when it comes to what? Usul, they are what? They are sound. So we have to maintain a balanced position. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar, Uthman, they are what? Companions. And they also launched the day. So this usul fiqh of Al-Amidi, of Al-Ghazali, and so on and so forth, they didn't learn those things. But they know how to also what reason when it comes to, we talk about Al-Umariyatain now, the issue of the Qadiyya of Umariyatain, what happened? How did they arrive at that? So there are cases like that the companions also, so knowing the text is not important. Something to the third Al-Albani is what is Muhaddith, later the Faqih. If you want to be a Faqih, you do it with two figures, you'll be a Faqih, or with what? With a Hadith. It's with a Hadith. But you are what? you are in need of Kusulu Fiqh as well. But when you know much of Kusulu Fiqh and you know little of what text, you mislead a lot of people. So you have to balance the situation. So the hadith is what it is. It's sahih, wallahu alam. So the last one, and Abi Qilaba and Anas bin Qal, Qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Afradukum Zayd ibn Thabit, Afradahu Ahmad wal Arba'a, Siwa Abi Dawud, wa Sahahu Tirmidhi, wa Ibn Hibban wal Hakim, wa U'illa bil Irsan. This last hadith is also said to be Mursan by some scholars of hadith. But some of the scholars of hadith say the hadith is what? Is authentic. And that is the hadith. The Messenger of Allah says, "Afradukum Zaydun bin Thabit." The one who knows ilm al-fara'id most of all you companions is Zayd bin Thabit. Now some say the hadith is what Zayd, among the scholars of hadith, some say it's authentic. Sheikh al-Alban rahimahullah ta'ala authenticated it as well. After looking at all the various shapes of the hadith, he came to the conclusion that it was a sahih. There are some other people mentioned in the hadith, like Mu'adh bin Jabal, that is the one that has knowledge of al-halal wal-haram, most of all the companions. Like the recitation of the Quran, that Aqra'ukul Ubay, the one that recites most amongst the Ubay ibn Ka'am. That the one that is what Arham ummati bi ummati Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. The one that is most merciful to my ummah, from among my ummah, is Abu Bakr Siddiq. Then the one that is what? That has strong stance on what? On issue of the deen, that doesn't play on the issue of the deen at all, is Umar radiallahu anhu. That when he said this thing is the issue of the deen, that what? If any person is trying to what? Fight with the issue of the deen, he's ready to break that person's head, is Umar radiallahu anhu. So, when we say the hadith is authentic, it shows that what? Everybody has its own what? Area of specialization. So you learn everything together, but there must be something that you know much. Huh? There is no scholar that will say, okay, this person, when it comes to what? Hadith, there's nobody like him. When it comes to fiqh, nobody like him. When it comes to usul fiqh, nobody like him. When it comes to tafsir, nobody like him. No. There are people who are fed. He may be good at what tafsir, may be good at what usul fiqh, may be good at fiqh, may be good at hadith, may be good at this. But there are people who would be what better than him in some of these things. So he can't be what? He can't be the one that is what the best in all this. It's not possible. It's not possible. So when the Messenger of Allah said, Akra'ukum Ubay, the one that recites best among his Ubay, Abu Bakr was what? Was there, Umar was there. But Umar, or Abu Bakr, the land, was made a Khalifa after what? The death of Messenger of Allah, they didn't make Ubay to be what you want leading the Salah, because there is a hadith. That's what? La ya'umanna rajulu rajula fitul tawni. A man should not lead a man in what? Fitul tawni. So the head of the state is Abu Bakr, and he will be the one to what? To lead the Salah. But who is what? Akra will call? It's Ubay. So that's why when it comes to scholars, they have what? Areas of specialization. Take for example, with those people who say, for instance, they will say what? Is usule fakir. The learning doesn't know hadith, no. He knows signs of hadith. But when it comes to signs of hadith, it's not what? An authority. That's what they are talking about. For that doesn't mean that what? The sheikh is not a muhaddith. But it's not an authority because there are those who are. So Sheikh Al-Albani will say, okay, the Sheikh Rahmahullah Ta'ala is what? A muhaddith. Huh? He will say what? Huwa muhaddithun akthar minhu faqihan. That is, a muhaddith more than what? A faqih. That doesn't mean that the Sheikh is not a faqih. So when some people say what? The Sheikh is not a faqih. That doesn't mean the Sheikh doesn't know what? Fiqh. At all. Because the fiqh you are talking about, you cannot arrive at it except through what? Hadith and the Quran. So when somebody is a muhaddith, you know the hadith, how can you say the person is not a faqih? Now that doesn't mean that what? somebody knows this hadith, the hadith that you know, somebody may know the meaning of that hadith better than himself. Are you with me? The Messenger of Allah said what? Rubba hamil zikri, huh? Laysa bithi. Fati. Rubba hamil zikri, ila man huafqa minhu. So at times somebody watch, know her hadith, but you don't know the meaning of the hadith as well. Somebody narrated the hadith to him. He took the hadith from that person like that. Hadathani and says hadathani. What's the meaning of the hadith that he has watched? Hadathaka. He doesn't know. Let's be fakir. He doesn't know the meaning of that particular hadith. Rubba hamil zikrin ila ma huwa akam. So somebody may know a fiqh that is talking about the hadith, the same hadith, because the hadith is what? Fiqh. But he's taking it to ila ma huwa akam. So somebody is what? More knowledgeable than him concerning what the meaning of that hadith. So what you are saying in essence is that what everybody has the what area of specialization. Now, there is this thing that a lot of scholars will complain today that somebody will go to, okay, maybe after finishing his secondary school, secondary education in, let's say, for instance, in Saudi Arabia or in Egypt. You now go to what university, you say what? My field is what? Is hadith. Huh? My field is what? A sharia or usul al-fiqh, for instance. My field is tafsir. This is what? A modern method of what? Of learning. But has it really benefited? Or it has done more harm to the knowledge of the deen as the old? Who can say something on that? Has it really benefited the what people used to practice in the past? Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad, and so on and so forth. Is that what? They will learn all this. They will learn this. They will learn this. They will learn this. They will be good at all this. But they will be better in one. They will be what? Better in one than us. But now somebody just look here after finishing his Sanawiya. He will go to university, he will say, okay, he has gained admission into what? Kulliyatul Hadith. He has gained admission into what? Kulliyatul Quran and Tafsir. So, what you will be following, what will be what? Devoting time for his what? Just Tafsir, or Hadith, or just Fiqh, not, no more. Now, scholars ask, this thing has really benefited, that is, the arm, and what is benefit, which one? Is more. And it's not that they are not learning this. They will learn, but not this. So the issue of specialization matters now. And that is what people focus on now. So what some scholars are complaining on, or what a lot of scholars are complaining, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen Rahimahullah Ta'ala talked about this in his explanation of Riyadh al-Salihin, that when people say, okay, I'm concentrating on this, you'll not be able to talk on what? On other things. And when the person is good, they say, okay, I'm not, my specialization is not fixed. So my specialization is maybe tested. So does that mean you should not be able to talk on fixed? No, you shouldn't be. You should be able to talk on fixed. But only if you are not as strong as you are not the best in working, but you're able to talk on it. So this issue of what trying to concentrate on what certificate, and when it's okay, we're almost concentrating on fixed. The problem is what they will learn in the first year, for instance, and what the view of Kitabu Tuhara, let's say Fitu Sunnah is what the pillar was recommended. They learn what Kitabu Tuhara or Fitu Sunnah. And maybe the second level, year 2, they will learn what? Kitab al-Salah. Year 3, they will learn somebody finishing university having learned people's sunnah, if he doesn't have any extra effort, can you liken such a person to people like Sheikh Al-Albani, Sheikh Mumbaz, those who have read what books? For somebody whose recommendation is just the Sikul Sunnah, that's the syllabus, that's the recommended book. If he doesn't have any extra effort, he will not be able to say anything apart from this. Some of them want to come to the class to just give the notes to the students, say right on the board. And you write what on the board, and after that you explain to them and you go out. Then maybe after that you go to his work, master's level, another book again, so go to his doctorate level. They will be talking and what? And an authority in what? In Sharia. No, frankly speaking, can those people be an authority in Sharia? So if this is what type of what is operating in the Arab, in the Muslim world, what can you say about Nigeria? If you go to what universities in the world in the Southwest, subhanAllah. Huh? Somebody who is a graduate of Islamic studies cannot speak Arabic at all. Huh? And the person who does will say they have masters, they have doctorates. And when the person is invited to maybe for a TV program, say we have in our studio today one of the authorities and so on. Why can't somebody be authority? Somebody cannot speak Arabic. SubhanAllah. So, and that's why knowledge is something else. This value that you are carrying about is what? Something else. Wallahi. Frankly speaking, the man is something else. This is what for you to eat so that you can gain employment. But knowledge, the knowledge is what? Is in the book. The knowledge is what? Is what you get when you listen to scholars. Maybe you listen to them being what in front of them, or you listen to them through their what recorded tapes, and what you read. But for us to be between ourselves by this photocopy and this thing that you are, you graduate and say what authority and something. We know we are between ourselves. I have a degree in what in Ministry of International Relations. I know some brothers who never went to university. When we are talking about history, I'll see somewhere. But they never had that body that was I'm having. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Because what some of them will say, a professor of Eastern generation cannot think. Just imagine somebody who wants to is preparing his work, maybe his thesis, and is giving work to students. Okay, assignment. Go and look. He's going to mix it up that thing that is giving them. He doesn't want to work to task himself. So whatever they have gathered together, he will not take everything, and that will be what. You know, it's something that is not restricted to Sharia and the Arabic. You know, it's what is almost something that is something that is what affecting almost all these disciplines. This degree of what? Bali. Huh? There's internet, whatever. Now you can just do your assignment and watch it. Submit. Can you get your Bali? So the essence that what? Some of them are complaining. Some of the professors here in Nigeria are saying, no, internet is affecting things, affecting what? Scholarship. So some of them are looking at the thing they went through when they were doing, you have to travel from Lagos to Ibadan, you have to travel to Ibadan, going to the library looking for all these things. Travel to this because you are what? But now, someone just goes and just click on the information, just come and what? Just download and what? You give to your book and you find it, you give to your lecturer. That's your own project. Now, internet is not the problem. That you download what information from the internet is not the problem. The problem is what you have downloaded, do you understand it? That's the problem. The problem is what? It's not that the information is closer to you now. Take for instance, when you bring out your phone and you start reading, you read. Huh? Your phone, Maktaba Shamila, a complete Maktaba. There are the books inside it. It's more than the books. If we have books, this must full of books. The books you have just what in the phone is more than that. But the issue is not that what they put books in the phone. The issue is what you read.
Do you comprehend? So no one wants to attack when you say that. Don't mind those, they are just reading from they are reading from the phones or they are reading from the laptop. No. For you to be a scholar, you have to go through what this hard paper. No, that is nonsense. What you are reading in this paper, you are reading what in this paper with this clear writing. Some people read in the past with what? You know that and you are scholar. So those people cannot say, this is not knowledge. This kind of that is found like this. No, you have to go through what? Voila, and the light before you come. The issue is the content of whether it is what in phone or in laptop or in whatever, the content you understand, you reach, that is what the target. But what I'm saying here is that reading this reading of a thing is not. You may have some people, the friend of mine was telling me that he entered the house of one man. He said he saw books. He entered maybe about 10, 15 years ago. He said he saw books that he had never seen before. But the man who cannot read the Quran, the man who has those books, cannot read the Quran fluently. But if somebody who loves buying books, when he sees this sirah, he will buy. This sirah, he will buy. This sirah, he will buy. But he can't read it. So this will be what Kamatal Ishimar Yahmil Aswara. Though maybe he should then benefit from the book. But when you enter, it's okay, oh my Allah, look at his books. He has a very big library. Oh, that's good. But that big library, don't ever weigh his watch. Measure his scholarship with a big library. He may not be reading those books. He may not be reading those books. So the shah idea is that when the Messenger of Allah said what Afrotukum Zayd from Sabbath, the one who knows Ibn al-Mirah, most among you is what Zayd from Sabbath, tells us that what? Every priest that will be what? There will be those who will be the authority in every priest. So, and it's not possible for one to be what? To be the best in all the priests, except if the person is what? The Messenger of Allah. In all the feasts of the deen, for the person to be the best, it's not possible. So Abu Bakr was not the best in all the feasts of Islam. Nor Umar, nor Uthman. So they all had what areas that was. Yeah. And we have to respect this. When you see somebody that is better than you in what in the feast, respect the person. Don't try to envy him to the end of what trying to bring him down. You are doing yourself what? Harm, you are not doing yourself a favor. Respect him if that is what his area that what that is good. As long as what the area is area that is needed in the team. If this is how we are operating, say for instance now we have those who are very good at maybe some areas, even including worldly things. Things that have to do with war. If you have Muslims who are specialists in those areas, it's what augment and complement each other. But for us to say we don't need Muslim doctors, we don't need Muslim engineers. We need them. We need Muslim engineers, we need Muslim doctors, we need all these areas will also benefit what? Benefit the Muslims. So this is what the Muslims should be doing. That means we try to watch. We try to assist one another. So those who are Muslim doctors or Muslim engineers or Muslim scientists, what this means is not that what they should not be belittling the issue of the deen, as a lot of them are doing today. So that some people say, okay, no, we have to. I think what everything is what is dunya. You have Muslim medical doctors, Muslim this. If you have Muslim medical doctors, Muslim engineers, Muslim this and this, and no akidah, no right akidah, no right fiqh, are you going to present this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Maybe looking around some footy watch, if that is the yardstick, maybe it will be better before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than what? There's somebody who calls himself a Muslim who doesn't understand what? The Aqidah. He's doing all the shirkiyat, all the kufriyat. But when you have a Muslim doctor that also respects the Aqidah and is trying to learn the Aqidah from those who are authority and those who knows
then this will be complement, this will be complementing one another. And this is what is needed to pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist us and increase us in knowledge. So inshallah we have one chapter to finish the Kitab al-Buyu', and that is what? Al-Wasaya, yes, the Wasaya. So because of time we have taken it to complete this. So the next topic will be what? The next Kitab will be Kitab al-Nikah. Inshallah we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us knowledge, we overlook our shortcomings. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. A man dies, he leaves two wives, 5 mules, 50 mules. And a paternal uncle. Now who will help us out? A man died, leaving behind 2 wives, 5 males as children, and 6 females as children, and a paternal uncle. Who help us? Okay? Let's take it one after the other. A man died leaving behind 2 wives. 5 female children and 6 female children. What will be the share of the wife? 1/8. Why? Because of the children. Okay? What will be the share of the children? The children. They will take what? The male will take what the females take. What will be the share of the paternal uncle?
Nothing.
Nothing. Why? So they are blocked by the male, the presence of the male children. They are blocked by the presence of the male children. That's left. Now let me give another mas'ala. Let's assume that the male children are not here. A man died, leaving behind 2 wives, and what? 5 daughters, and a paternal uncle. A man died, leaving behind 2 wives, 5 female daughters, and a paternal uncle. What will be the share of the wife? 1/8. The single children? 2/3. The paternal uncle? Take the rest. Why is he taking the rest? Because it's the closest male relative. The closest male relative. For the father to be alive, he would have been blocked by the father. While the paternal brother or what, full brother to be alive, he would have been blocked by those people. So while the children to be alive, he would have been blocked by the children. Okay. Let me put it this way again. A man died, he leaves behind 2 wives or a wife. He leaves behind the wife, 5 female children, a paternal uncle, and a paternal aunt. A man dies, he leaves behind a wife, 5 female children, a paternal uncle, and a paternal aunt, and a maternal uncle, and a maternal aunt. How do you distribute it? Okay, the maternals are blocked due to the presence of.
Okay.
Now, who are the Aqaba? The Aqaba, those who take everything. Is the Fatana out among those who fight everything?
No.
Okay. Is the Fatana uncle among them?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Now, the man dies, he leaves behind a wife, five daughters, and a paternal uncle, a paternal aunt, a maternal uncle, and a maternal aunt. Share. No children. Okay, the female children. The female children take two daughters, the wife, one eight. The paternal, okay. It's like what I had you say is that the paternal uncle and the paternal aunt share the rest. Is the paternal aunt among those who take farai? Why are you putting her again? Huh? No. She cannot be Aqaba bin Ghayl. No, she's not. The Aqaba bin Ghayl is what? Daughters and what? Sons. Then brother, and what? And sister. Paternal brothers and what? So the Amma and the Am are not. So it is only the paternal uncle. So we want to take the rest. The paternal uncle will take the rest, nothing for the rest. Because she's among what? Zawul Arham that we greeted last. Huh? She's among the Zawul Arham. Is that clear? You estimate now. You evaluate everything. Huh? That's one thing, you evaluate everything, both the estate and what? And the cash. So you put them, you evaluate everything together. And you now base your distribution on this. Now maybe you are not going to sell this one. Huh? Or one of you will say, okay, I'll pay for this. Maybe the man has what? He has a building for this time. And the building is worth so and so amount. So you add this amount that the building is worth. So what's the cash you have? How is it clear? So maybe one of the heirs will say what? I'm going to buy this house that is worth one. So then you give you the cash. And what? To be among what? This place. Yes, you have just bought this because you sold it. And if he's going to take it as part of his own, you have to look what he's taking. Is it his share or is more than his share? If it's more than his share, that means he paid the difference. If it is not up to his own share, that means you are going to give him from the cash what to. Now a deceased guy can leave behind a business that is still what functioning, that is running. So are they going to share? The deceased has nothing to do with what? With it. So what is left behind is for the end. So they can decide on how they are going to. Should we want allow it to continue functioning? Or we are going to part with it So that is left to them. So if they told me, let us allow it to continue to function. So they will still work. Whatever, maybe it is the income that is coming out of it. So they will base it on the same what? On the same sharing formula or law. Now? You want to give them? This we mentioned some other time ago, that this is called Takharuj. Takharuj, there are two types of Takharuj. It's either you are going out of it by taking something out of the inheritance. Huh? By taking something and which may be what, maybe what you have taken is up to what you are supposed to inherit or more or less, which you have to pay the difference, or you will pay the difference. So this is what the form of Takharuj. Another form of Takharuj is for you to say, okay, I'm not interested, maybe you should talk. So which is what? You are out of the you have given your own share today. That is, you are out of the, so maybe, pardon? After the sharing, that's okay, this is that you have with that. I don't, maybe give it to me, it's better to give it to somebody else, and it's okay, we should all watch, share it. When they will share it in the same the way they shared what they had initially, voila. Okay. Is it the only song? Is it the only song? If you ask him, if you tell him the ruling that, okay, I can't inherit you if you do this to the end. So if you want to give me, you may give me maybe now, or you may will it that maybe it goes to me. But for inheritance, I cannot inherit you. How to discuss? It's permissible. But if it's not the only, so ordinary those that are supposed to inherit the man, he has tried to watch blockhead with this demand of his, so that's not, that won't be okay. His own time should be that he should call your attention to what Allah has said. If he doesn't call your attention to what Allah has said, he's also simple. Because whoever knows the truth and doesn't say it, the person is what? It's simple. The Messenger of Allah said, what? Man alima ilman wa katamahu aljama'u allahu bi jami'in nar. Whoever has the knowledge and conceals the knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will drag him into hell with what? With a rope. So he has to tell them that this is what Allah says on that. If the man insists that you are not going to follow that method, so he should leave them. If they don't share, they share that they give to him. If it is up to what he's supposed to take, legally, that is in the Sharia, then he takes it. If it is not up to what he's supposed to take, so it will be your khatmi, their opponent, on the day of Qiyamah before Allah, because they have denied him his right that Allah has given to him. If it's more than what he's supposed to take, he should tell them that, oh, this does not belong to me. So this should be a position for Allah. Okay. Delivering with a female Okay, that she's a nurse. Okay, 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 okay. With a male or a female doctor, what's the rule? Now, the basis is that what a woman should treat a woman and a man should treat a man. That is the basis. But at the Rurat, to be from Mahaburat, Laluri, that is the certainty, may what? May allow what is forbidden. Then Al-Hajatul Amma, the general need now, not a Laluri now. Not in necessity, but generally, to nazzalu manzilata al-darura, it can also take the position of darura out of the place. So these are some of what the principles that we need to also learn. If there is darura, necessity, this necessity will make what is forbidden to be permissible at times. Take for instance, somebody who is hungry, no food to eat, is either he dies of hunger or what? It is what is haram. In that case, it is permissible for him to what? Eat what is haram. He can eat pork, he can eat dead animal in that situation. And there is a clear verse for that. So it is from these verses like this that scholars brought out this principle of darurat to be true al-mahdurat. How is it clear? Take for instance, somebody who is having sexual urge and does not have what? Money or the will with that to get married, what should he do? So he has fasted, fasting has not taken care of, let's for instance, he has employed a lot of recommendations. Can the person commit dinner? So zina can never be darura. Instead of doing that, the person commits what? Masturbation. How to declare? Instead of doing what? Zina, he commits what? Masturbation. Masturbation ordinarily is what? It's haram. But instead of what? Committing zina, he will commit what? How to declare? So these are what? Ad-darura to be who? Al-mahdurat. Then al-ahajatul amma. In general, there is something that what is needed everywhere. Take for instance, when you talk about the issue of woman being delivering a woman, for instance, now most hospitals, if you go there, there are no female doctors. So the doctors that you have are what? Males. So this is what? Al-Hajj al-Am. There are what? Maybe a few medical doctors, female doctors that you have to work. You have to stretch yourself before you can get to there. Obviously, maybe what some of them are also requesting for you don't have. In a situation like that, Al-Hajatul Amma Tunazzal Manzilata Al-Darura. In general, niche. It's treated like what? A necessity. In general, niche. Now the issue of driver's license, you have to take a picture before what? So this is a general niche. International what? Passport, general niche. What is it called? National ID card, general niche. Maybe the voter's card. There are things that maybe the government that has what they kind of impose it on you, or this is the way you have to go this way. So it's something that is generally needed everywhere. You go, almost everybody is what? You are boarding the bus from Maitu to Orile. You don't have money. You sit, right? And a woman come and sit beside you. How do you do? He says what she says. If you turn back, when you turn back and you stop, you wait at the bus stop, you tell her why they gave you extra. Another person comes there, another woman comes again and sits what beside you again. Alhamdulillah. You go down again. Like that, you continue. If you may not get that opportunity you are looking for, and of you being what, of maybe a man sitting beside you,
of a man sitting beside you, this may not occur till what? Maybe till the evening. So in a situation like that is what? There is no bus. This bus goes. Another one comes. Another. Okay, you bought a bus now. Maybe the owner of the bus puts what? The picture of Jesus, eh? On what? On the cross. Say, Alhamdulillah, you go down. Another one comes again, look at, maybe that one, show Ibrahim. Another one comes again. So almost all the buses that you are, they all have this thing. So this is what? It's something that has become what? Commonplace. So scholars, they say what? Innal amra is a dog of tata. When something is what? It's tricked. That is, it's so tricked that there is no any way out. It's tata. So that is the Sharia. So that will be what? A kind of expansion. So that what you can go, but it does not justify what? Huh? The end justifies the means. No. If really you are what? In a place of Garura, or in a place of what? In a place of Haja Amma, it's what almost everybody needs. So these are some of the principles in the Usul that are good to understand. All the other are hadith also addressing them. So the principles they are gotten from what? A hadith as well. So Allahu A'lam. Nam in the language of Tabarak, then I aspect. That is, if something is what is becoming too liberal, maybe the Sharia has given, one the permission to say, for example, Sharia says you can marry, like what Umar was allowed to teach, the issue of talaq. The woman wants to divorce his wife, sort of waiting for maybe the woman, if he divorces her now, and he takes her back again, then he divorces her again, he takes her back again, that sort of this video. Okay, anti-tali salah samarraj. You are divorced 3 times. You are divorced what? 3 times. So people will say that through the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, out of what? Maybe a man to show that what? Maybe they are angry with their wife, seriously. Anti-tali salah samarraj. You know, when you say that, it's like what, you are seriously angry with the woman, but they will count it as one. They will count it as what? One. So when Umar see that a lot of men are saying this, anti-tali salat al-marraj, anti-tali kalba marra, that people are saying it, it's becoming what? A thing of what? Play. Umar rejected it. When you say anti-tali salat al-marraj, it is what? Salat al-marraj. So you can no longer what? Marry that woman. Hatta then ki azawjan ghayra. Until she marries another. So you know that, but I don't mean this thing. So my intention is just to be asked on her. So here, people, they watch, they corrected themselves. So you don't want to tell what? Anti-tolic marra, that just once. So you say what? You say once. Or you will not think about who divorcing his wife. So in the amra is that tafa'a dhaq. So the Sharia gives permission that you can, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about the women of the Ahlul Kitab. Women of the Ahlul Kitab, that you can marry them. So almost everybody, somebody is serious for the deen now, somebody, well, no, it's not serious, everyone is marrying Christian now, marrying Jew. What have I been said? Allah has permitted it now. Okay, Allah has permitted it. But you are not serious about the deen. The wife gives birth, the child is taken to church. All the children, they are all Christian. So if an Amir sees this, that is the head of the state will say, okay, Muslim don't marry Christian. It's not that it's what prohibiting it, but just to limit, to control that. Umar of Allah, during his era, he practiced something like this, he tried to watch, to advise people. Would they a man marry a Christian woman? Umar said, why are you marrying a Christian? Whatever said was a haram, it is haram. He said, nothing is haram. Like many afafu and tukia and to act al munisat ni unna. I'm afraid that you may go and meet those who are prostitutes among them. You know what Allah said is what? Well, most fanatun and ladina utu kitaba in public. And those who are muhsanat, chaste ones. So you may go and watch, you go and get ones that are not chaste. So what is not prohibiting yet? So the principle of in al-amr is al-fata. When Sharia gives an opportunity and people are trying to watch, misuse it and bastardize it, the authority then, the watch, may try to restrict it. But you cannot prohibit it. You cannot prohibit it. You try to watch, restrict it to Allah. No, it does not agree with what in the Amr in the Tata. The issue of hijab is wajib, that it's not something that is mubah. You are talking about something that is permissible. Huh? Something that is permissible. Marrying a Christian now is permissible. It's not mustahab to marry a Christian woman. It's what? Permissible. Huh? With the condition that you must not marry somebody that is what? That is not, that is not changed. Huh? She's changed. Huh? But she's a Christian. So it's permissible. But if you see that people are now misusing this, they may watch. So we are talking about something that is mubah. But something that is wajib for a woman to dress Islamically is what wajib on her. So it does not defeat any authority. A Muslim authority to say what? They are prohibiting it. This is what? This is kufr. If they are saying they are going to prohibit. This is what this is good for. So Allah. Okay. Now at-tarurat to be from Aburat, that necessity for me what is what prohibited. Then there is a principle Abdurrab to Qadaru the Qadriya. The necessity should not be blown out of what is proportion. So this is what to guide the one wants to hide under necessity. That just take what you Amaturra Zaira Bhadi Wala Adi. Zaira Bhadi Wala Adi. It's not that what he himself is willing to do that. Wala Adi, not that what is transgressing. Said what Salah Ismail, no sin on him. So the second principle is also is contained in that verse and similar verses. So, and that's why when you read the verse, "Barik insanu ala nafsi basira walau alqa ma'azira." So you know your situation very well. Even when you are trying to watch, push forward, excuse me. Sometimes some people will call you, I'm in a problem, no. My parents or my mother, they want me to. Okay, you can't do it. But they would now. He or she will not come with what? With debating with you. But if you want to ask the question, why now? Because. So if you know you're in position of what? Necessity, then go and take care of yourself. You don't need to ask. You know you're in what? Position of what? Necessity. When they tell you the religious ruling that this is haram. Don't do this. You now find a, you now feel that what? Oh, I'm in a position of darura. Then you watch. You are answerable to your Lord. But when you start what debate with the malam you have caught, that but if you look at that, that means you already know the answer to your problem. So that you believe that what maybe you are what in a position of darura, then you treat yourself like that, and you are answerable to your Lord. So the issue of Dharura that you are in the Dharura, you are in the Dharura, is something that you will be the one to determine if truly you are what. And if you are lying, Allah knows that what? You are lying, that you are what? You are bargaining, you are adding, you are interested in what you want to do, not that what? You are in a position of Dharura, Allah Alim. the man that travels without informing the wife and the children, what is the Islamic ruling on that? He travels abroad without telling the wife and the children, what is the ruling? Now, it is not a must that the husband must tell the wife his words or his movements. No, it's not a must. To the extent of what, taking a second wife. The man is going to take a second wife or a third wife, it's not a must that he tells what? Huh? The first one or the second one, it's not a must. But this falls under what? Maybe relating with one another and what in good way. Maybe just to try to get to seek pleasure and things like that. Something that is not compulsory on you to do for your wife, you do so that what? You increase the love between both of you. So if you don't do it, and maybe the love between both of you is being affected, so you shouldn't blame anybody except yourself. But is it a must that you do it? It's not a must. It's not a must that you do it. Allah. Now there is this issue that if it is an agreement between a man and a woman, the couple of them are married, that if you are going to marry me alone, if you are going to marry another person, you have to divorce me. So in a situation like this, must the man tell the woman that I'm going to marry another woman? In a situation like this, it is what's compulsory to tell him, because their marriage is what is tied to that. That if you are going to marry another person, you must. So I don't want to be in a polygamous or polygynous home. I don't want to be in a... Now, the woman has the right to say that. And the husband also has the right to divorce her, to accept that. Because al-Muslimuna ala shurutihim. So the conditions you respect. Now this may be strange to some of some people, but to some people it's not strange. How can a woman say that if her husband is going to marry another wife that he should be? No, some women they are so jealous to that level that they don't mind what? Quitting the relationship. Is it haram on them? It's not haram. But does it pay them? It doesn't pay them. So we should differentiate between what? Between, okay, this thing really benefits you and what? Is it permissible? There are some things that are permissible, but when you do them or you take them, they may not really help you. So if there is this agreement between both of them, that well, once you want to take a second wife, please release me. And if I want to take a second wife, then in that case, for him to keep to his agreement. But if a man says,
if a woman says, for instance, that you must not marry another woman, not that believe me, if you want to, you know, in that case, he allows you to marry, but only that what you go. But in this case, the woman says, I will marry you on condition that what you don't marry anybody. Is it permissible for the man to honor this type of agreement? Huh? It's not compulsory on him to honor it. Huh? Now, I think this issue we discussed before. Some scholars said, yes, he has to honor it. Why some said what? Kullu shartin laysa fi kitabillah huwa batilun walau kana mi'ata shart. Any condition that is not sanctioned by the book of Allah is what? Batil. Walau kana mi'ata shart. Who will give it to what? 100 conditions. Messenger of Allah said this statement, when Aisha radiallahu anha wanted to manumit, or when she manumited Barira. So the people of Barira, they now said to Aisha that, well, you are manumiting her. But the right, the wala, the right to inherit her in a situation where she doesn't have any heir to inherit her, no ashabul furud, no asaba. That right to inherit her will come back to us. So Aisha radiallahu anha like accepted. Or she went to the Messenger of Allah. The Messenger of Allah said, what? Go and manumit her, and agree with it. The Messenger of Allah mounted the minbar and what? He knocked that out by saying, why is that you people stipulate conditions that are not in support, that are not in congruence with the book of Allah? He now said, whoever makes a condition that does not agree with the book of Allah, so the woman to say, okay, my husband should not marry another wife, does that condition agree with the book of Allah? So Allah said, what franchise must over Latin Isa must know what that or rubah. The woman said, no, you must not marry more than one wife. So another right of Kula think that what Baptist. So if the man agrees with that, the man is wrong for agreeing with that. But can he break it? He can break it. Why? Because he got shortened about it. But ordinarily, he shouldn't have agreed to that type of condition. That's some class said, well, it's not a must that you marry two wives. So if we look at it from that angle, it's not a must that you marry two wives. So and your wife said, if you are going to marry me, you don't take a second wife. And you agree. So it's not a must that what you marry two wives. So some scholars look at this from this angle, and that's why it's a very controversial issue. Like a woman, for instance, says, okay, if you are going to marry me, you don't take me out of this town. And a man is given promotion, so to say, maybe go outside that town. Huh? Is it binding on him or not? Huh? It's binding. So Umar of the law, and who asked about two fatwa on this. There was a time that he said, well, there's another one that he said, what? A woman should be with her husband. Go with her. Go with him, rather. So these are what controversial issues. When it comes to things that are permissible, they are not things that are compulsory on demand. Marrying two wives is not compulsory. So if it is that you want to give up your rights and you agree with somebody on that, why are you going to say this word? Haram. So Allah A'lam is a controversial issue. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك ربي
نعم فبليز يا عمي حلقه next week
ان شاء الله